It's time now to bring in Arjun Singh. Of course, we speak to Arjun every week. He's in Jaisalmer, India. We're here in Sharon, Connecticut. He's in his beautiful new house. And we'll say hello to the man in his beautiful new house. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How is it in the house?
It's great. Everything is fine here. Actually, I have a sound there in the CPU because it needs an extra fan for making it cool.
Right.
So if you have a air conditions, then not. But so that's why I have an extra fan inside the CPU that is making a different kind of sound. But everything is fine here.
That's good.
Everything is okay. Couple of days before, the temperature decreased to 81 or 82 degree Fahrenheit. But right now, above 105, 107. So again, I think it goes 120. So for 2 days, it was a great relief, but right now, back.
And I want to just say, we should point out, because, you know, even though we talk to you regularly, not everybody knows where Jaisalmer is. So in the New York Times paper of record, there was this article, 122 Fahrenheit in Pakistan. So I was like, yeah, we were telling you about that. Because just describe, once again, where is Jaisalmer?
Well, it's on the western side of Indian border. We are just close to the Pakistan border. It's about 180 kilometers to the Pakistan border. So we are just near the border and surrounded by the sand dunes, and the desert is called the Thar Desert. And we are about 1,000 kilometers far from the capital of India, the Delhi. So we are just on the western side of India border, and that is very close to Pakistan, Jaisalmer. We have a complete border of Pakistan close to us, and then only three big cities of India are connected by road to Jaisalmer. One is Jodhpur, which is about 300 kilometers. The other one is Bikaner, which is 330 kilometers, and then one district that is Barmer, 160 kilometers, and then we have a complete Pakistan border. So we are very close to that border, and very close to the, we are just surrounded by the dunes, and it's extreme heat here in the day. Really, it's very tough. Every time we get an advisory from the district administrations that is stay at home because it's increasing temperature. It looks like that sun has come down on earth. Everything is hot if you don't have a water. So you are in trouble, not only for the human beings, but for the animals, for birds. They are really in a great danger. But just a couple of days before, it did rain here for 5 to 10 minutes. And it was a huge relief for all human beings, birds, and animals, for all of us, because there are certain places there where they can have a water. Otherwise, you have to travel for more than sometimes 100 and 150 kilometers just for a bucket of water, because we don't have water in the dunes there. So it's very tough life here. The people, they struggle for all of their life. My grandparents, they used to tell me that they spent half of their life gazing towards the clouds, because the average rainfall in this area is not more than 15 centimeters per year. So you can think it's a complete dry area, and no flora and fauna a lot, no trees, no shades, no flowers, everything. So it's a complete desert area, and when it's a summertime, it's a tough time for the people. But my grandpa used to tell me that if you are born in Jaisalmer, you must not make any complaint that it's hot, because it's your destiny. You are in Jaisalmer. So tough time for all of us, like especially these months, April, May, and June, very tough. We have summer vacations in the schools right now, just today, and for 40 days now, we are off from the school. But the thing is that you can't get relief anywhere, because even in the home, we have a big problem of the power cut, because people, they use a lot of electricity at that time. Some rich people, they have air conditions and all those things. So lots of power cuts. After every couple of hours, you have a power cuts there, especially when at night, the kids, you can, in the streets everywhere, you can easily listen that they are crying everywhere, because at the midnight and there is a sudden power cut, and for 3 and 4 hours, then they can't sleep. If they go on the rooftop, then we have a problems of the mosquitoes and all those things. So very tough sometimes. And I spent many nights with the gear there, waking up for the whole night, sitting on the rooftop or in the street there, because when there's no electricity, you have no any option. So life is tough here, but it makes you strong, for sure.
Well, all I can say is I'm glad you moved to your new house, because this internet connection sounds like you're right here with us.
That's a plus.
Oh, that's great.
And
it's
the,
just,
and the
actually, we are in a colony, and we are not in the mid of the old city, because there we don't have any towers there. So we are not very close to the tower, but my house is just in the line to the tower, so we can get the good connectivity here. So it's because of that. And the other thing is that the first thing which is good for me, that this is the only colony where if there is a power cut, then you get information in advance for 10 minutes that there will be a power cut for 2 hours, for 4 hours, for 6 hours. So this is the only colony where you get that kind of information. So I can say it's a developed kind of colony where you get the information in advance that there is going to be a power cut, and you can get ready for that. Okay, so keep that water in the freeze quickly, because after 10 or 20 minutes, there will be a power cut, and then you can't have a cold water and all those things. So this is good for me. And even for my parents, it's not very easy, because they don't want to spend much time here, because they don't have friends and relatives. They come sometime with here and they spend, and then say, well, we are feeling alone here, because the neighbors, they don't talk with us, and they don't spend their time with us, because everyone is busy here. Most of the people, they are business class people, and so they go early in the morning and they come late at night. So it's not like a neighborhood where you can spend your time with the neighbors. But the thing is that for me and for the Girdar, we have enough light, we have enough wind. If there's no electricity, we open windows and we can get that. So we are very happy with that. And definitely, Anita, she is not feeling much better here, because sometimes she plans to go back, and she says, I'm not comfortable here, because her parents and her relatives, they are not very close to that. But it will take a time, and definitely we will get adjusted here.
Right. So it's a question of whether you're going to export Anita or import the relatives. No, it's difficult.
Yes, sometimes it disturbs you, really, because you spend so much money, you work so hard for that. For two years, I didn't think anything else. I fought everything for 2 years. I was from early morning to the late night, I was running for that, and it was my dream project. And but when it comes true, and then your parents and then your wife, she thinks that we would go back to the old house, then it hurts you, definitely. You don't feel better, but you can't stop yourself, because I have seen the life where the people, they enjoy their life, and I don't want to stay in a house where 10 members are living and there is a one bathroom and you have to wait, and I don't want to live a life like that. So I did what I could, and definitely it will be benefited for Girdar and for the generations to coming. So I will not stop, and I will keep my work on.
Yeah, and Girdar will, obviously, if your forays to McDonald's and the water park have taught, since neither are around the corner.
He's very happy here, because he has a separate room here.
Yeah, he's trust me, he's not going back.
No, he is not going. He's unhappy with his grandparents. He's unhappy with his mother. He says, no, I am not going to just go back, because I have a separate room here. I have a computer. I have my books there. Uh-huh. I can keep my books in Almira there. I can read whatever I want. Otherwise, the books in just like a heap there. So he says, I'm feeling much better. If my friends come there, they say, oh, you have a new home. So they get impressed with these things. So Girdar is definitely sometimes. I am not very confirmed, or I am not very very firmed in that way, that should I stay here or back to the home. But Girdar is completely confident, and he says, I am going to stay here, and this is my final decision.
I think your wife will come around eventually, and I think it'll all work out, because you are providing a better life for yourself, your son, and for them.
But as you have pointed out, change takes time.
Yeah, so change takes time. But I think you've made the right decision.
You've offered comfort, and that's what a provider does.
You've offered vision for the future, and I think that you've done it with people that aren't really for it. So I think you just keep grinding it out, and I think it'll work out in the long run.
For sure, with your blessings. And I learned a lot of things from the people who live so far from us, that you need a lot of patience. I have seen many people, they live alone there, and they have a lot of patience. So sometimes I thought I will go back, and but I what I really need is the patience, and I don't want to make any make any kind of the wrong decisions, or I can say that she's not what she thinks is not good. Sometimes she says that it's not good and we'll go back. Then I don't make any arguments with her, because I know that she takes a time, because we are changing. So it will take a time. So I'm always with all kinds of people there. But what I really need, that the Girdhar, he is the pillar who keeps me here, and we will stay here for sure. No any chance with the better facilities. We have bathrooms and we have all those things. So it's good for us, and it will take time, as you told me. Definitely it will take time, but the time will come and we will all live here together.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us again this morning, Arjun.
From around the world, or halfway around the world.
With a temperature 115.
With a temperature of 115.
All right. Stay cool, and we'll speak to you next week.
That's a nice thing to say.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye. That is Arjun Singh around the world here on Robinhood Radio.
I can just see you at 115 with a power cut.